I'm a man of pride anyway, so whenever I'm on the field, I'm out there giving 110%. So whatever I need to do, no matter what they ask me to do, I'm going to go out there and go as hard as I possibly can.
Is this a tough day in the locker room with cuts? I mean,
yeah.
We can't experience it, but I mean, it's got to be a difficult time for guys who might be on the bubble.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a really tough day. You know, like I said, being on different teams and everything like that, I've been through the process of being here for training camp and getting released. So some guys, you know, you become friends with them, and reality of it is you may never see them again in your life, so it's definitely a tough day.
If you can give them some advice, a couple of words of advice about how to handle this process, what would you tell them?
Never give up. Keep grinding because, like I said, I've been through it a couple times, different times, you know, and it's the hardest part, but you got to take the good with the bad. You know, it might happen to some guys, and then you just got to fight through it, and, you know, if this is what you really want to do, go home, work hard, and, you know, wait for your next opportunity.
Is it tempting to read into, you know, playing time in the games, practice opportunities, and trying to figure out, well, where's my standing on this team? Or do you have an easy way to just kind of block that out and just worry about what you have to do and what you can do to make sure you stick around?
I believe the easiest part is just go out and do your best, you know, because those decisions you have no input on them anyway, so it's nothing you can control. So all you can do is what you can do, which is go out there and control how you play on that field.
Does your focus ever waver? Because, like you said, I mean, this is kind of the elephant in the room around this time of the cut days. Does your focus ever waver to say, okay, I should be out there on a certain play, or this should be me making a play on this play here?
You can't do it. You got to just focus in, and whenever your name's called, go out there and, you know, make the most of your opportunity at that time. So I believe you just got to stay focused on your job and know what your job is, and whenever you call to do your job, you got to be able to do it.
How did you feel about your performance Friday night? You got a significant amount of playing time at quarterback. How did you feel?
I played okay. You know, I left some plays on the field. You know, I could have caught those two pass breakups I had. I could have turned them into interceptions. You know, I didn't. So it's work that I have to do, obviously, but I guess it was okay.
For lack of a better term, and you feel like you kind of get better as camp went on?
Yeah, I believe getting more comfortable with the guys in the system allows you to play more freely, you know, play faster once you understand what you're doing instead of being out there thinking each play, oh, what I got on this and that. So once you can be comfortable in the defense, then you can play freer.